This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California, and I am your host, Cole Ramsey. Without further ado, thank you for tuning into Life Beyond the Gridiron, a podcast where we will take a look into football stars' rise to fame, success during their career, and the downfall of their legacy. So come with me and learn about some of the athletes you see dominating your social media platforms and all over television. Today we are going to cover current Pittsburgh Steelers running back and first-round draft pick Najee Harris. So let's get started. A decade ago, Najee Harris didn't know when or where his next meal would be provided. When he was 12 years old, his mother and four siblings became homeless. They bounced around from shelter to shelter in the Bay Area of California. They lived with other members of their extended family, and they even lived in a car. Harris was surrounded by drugs, gangs, family strife every day, and those closest to him said he could have gone either way. There are many talented athletes that never make it out of Northern California, but Harris did it with the help of the others in the Bay Area community. "It takes a village to raise a child," Harris said in his first news conference as a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I believe in that. One of the places that provided a home for the Harris family was GRIP, the Greater Richmond Interfaith Program in Richmond, California. On Thursday, the day Harris fulfilled his childhood dream of being selected in the NFL draft, he would go back to GRIP and throw a party for the children who are staying there currently. While many of the top draft prospects attended the draft in Cleveland, Ohio, the Steelers' number one pick wanted to be close to friends, family, and give back to the community that helped him and his family get back on their feet. "It helped shape me a lot in a lot of ways," Harris said, a 6'1", 232-pound running back from the University of Alabama. He quotes, "I've been through a lot of stuff in my life that was difficult that I had to overcome, a lot of obstacles. I guess it helped me in a way with football, because in football, you're going through a lot of adversity on a daily basis. I went through a lot of adversity as a kid, but just being able to overcome it shows how much strength that you have to overcome things. And it shows that if you can't get through those tough things in life, there's nothing you can't get through." Returning to GRIP was a coming full circle for Harris and his mother, Tiana Hicks. They visited the shelter 3 weeks ago and went inside room 11, which became their makeshift home back in 2010. Tears flowed for Hicks as the workers at GRIP as they realized how far Najee had come in that time. A short time later, plans were made by Harris and Mr. Sullivan for a draft day party for the families that are currently staying at GRIP. Harris supplied pizzas, chicken wings, salads, cupcakes, sodas, and gift bags and t-shirts for over 250 kids who currently live there. He also spent an hour at the shelter and talked to all of the kids, many of whom are facing similar hardships in their life. His message, Sullivan relayed, was to hang in there, stay engaged with school, listen to your parents, and that you can do whatever you want. This is just a pit stop. Harris claims, "I wanted to make sure that I could give back to the community and show them, if y'all still need anything, I'm never too big or too whatever to help you guys out," Harris said. "I'm always going to be a helping hand. I wanted to let them know, even though I'm getting drafted, if you guys need anything, I'm literally right here." At the University of Alabama, Harris majored in consumer science and social work. A post-football career helping the less fortunate is already in the works. Harris yearns to tell his story now, but it hasn't always been that way. When Harris was younger, he was uncomfortable letting people know about the hardships he faced. It wasn't until the past year or two that he embraced his past and realized he could help others by talking about his rough upbringing. After staying at GRIP, Harris's family moved to Antioch, California, where he first met Marcus Malu. Malu described Harris, then a 14-year-old, as rough around the edges, but eager to learn what it would take to become a great football player. Harris developed into the number one high school recruit in the country by the time his junior year rolled around. He had rushed for nearly 8,000 yards during his high school career and was voted the Bay Area High School Offensive Player of the Decade by the San Jose Mercury News. When it became the day that Najee Harris had to choose which college he would be playing at live on national television, Harris chose Alabama over the University of Michigan. and blossomed with the Crimson Tide the past two seasons after sitting behind NFL running back and current Las Vegas Raiders running back Josh Jacobs, another Alabama running back who was selected in the first round. The Steelers were drawn to Harris for a number of reasons, but his strong character ranked among the most important factors when they were evaluating the prospects that they were considering in the first round. Harris checked a lot of boxes for the Steelers like to have in their first round draft picks. He played for a Power 5 school and competed in the SEC, which is widely considered the most competitive conference in all of college football. And while the Steelers usually like to draft underclassmen in the first round, Harris's decision to return to the Crimson Tide for his senior season was viewed by team brass as a positive. But in the end, in this year of the draft, uncertainly, the Steelers were drawn to Harris's makeup. In a normal year, the Steelers would spend quality time with prospects that they want to get to know better. They would take them out to dinner after their pro days, get to know them during the season in person, and take interviews at the combine and or at the Steelers practice facility during the top 30 visits. None of those things took place this year due to the pandemic, but general manager Kevin Colbert and head coach Mike Tomlin were able to discover traits in Harris's game that drew them to him, including a selfless act for his teammates earlier in this spring. Harris had a minor ankle injury and could not participate in Alabama's first pro day, but his flight from Dallas to Tuscaloosa the night before was canceled. So that being said, he drove 9 hours through the middle of the night to cheer on his teammates that were working out before NFL general managers, coaches, and scouts. That really struck a chord with me and Coach Tomlin, Colbert said. Again, we couldn't interact with him, but we wanted to watch him interact with his teammates while they were going through their plays during pro day, and it was truly special. Harris's new current home is in Pittsburgh. He arrived in town late Friday afternoon on October 27, 2020, and was driven to the airport to the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. On the way through the Fort Pitt Tunnel, he was instructed by a member of the Steelers organization to look to his left upon exiting. Harris called the site of Heinz Field and PNC Park dope. It's a new chapter in his life, but he's never going to forget where it all started. Harris quotes, "I stayed everywhere in the Bay Area, from San Francisco to Oakland to El Sobrante, Richmond, Antioch, everywhere else," Harris said. It was a whole community and a whole and all the neighborhoods that I lived in that helped me shape who I am today. My parents, of course, too. My mom, to be specific. My mom really helped me out and shaped who I am today. Antioch, of course, helped me out a lot. And the coaches that were there helped me get back up on my feet when I was in certain situations at home that wasn't always good. For the most part, it was the whole of Northern California community and family that helped me become who I am today. Najee Harris began his football career in high school, where he played on the school's football team. Now, for those of you who do not know, starting for your first time playing any sport in high school and then going to one of the top college programs in the country is a very big accomplishment. But in Najee Harris's sophomore year of high school, he rushed for an absurd 2,263 yards with 24 touchdowns. And in his senior year, he rushed for 2,775 yards with 34 touchdowns, 10 more touchdowns than the previous season. He set up an impressive record in his high school years, which led to various top colleges approaching him for recruiting. And these colleges consisted of Alabama Crimson Tide, Ohio State Buckeyes, and the LSU Tigers. Later, his career took off when he started playing in college at the University of Alabama at the running back position. In his freshman year, he played in 14 games and finished the season with 370 yards and 61 carries. Now, for a guy like Najee Harris, that is a very low production rate, but when you look at guys like Josh Jacobs and Damian Harris, who are current NFL running backs that were playing in front of him at the time, then you really realize why the freshman didn't really get his shine. In his sophomore year, like I said, he played alongside Damian Harris and Josh Jacobs in all 15 of those games. He finished the season with over 783 yards on 111 carries and scored 4 touchdowns. Najee played his best game against Arkansas State. In his junior year, he became the main running back for the Alabama Crimson Tide after players Damian Harris and Josh Jacobs went to the NFL. That season in 2019, he recorded 1,224 yards, and 13 touchdowns. He was anticipated to go to the 2020 NFL draft, but he stayed to complete his senior year in college for a degree. In 2020, he played again as the running back at the Alabama Crimson Tide and the starting running back on the team. And he led the team to numerous wins, notable wins against Georgia and Missouri. Najee recorded his best game of the season against Ole Miss, where he recorded 206 rushing yards and 6 touchdowns in one game. He finished his college football career with an impressive record and a great form for the NFL. He was recently, as we spoke earlier, he was recently selected in the first round by the Pittsburgh Steelers of the NFL with the 24th overall pick. On the first drive of the SEC Championship, history was made for Alabama's running back Najee Harris as he took an 8-yard touchdown into the end zone and became the Crimson Tide's all-time leading rusher. Now, for those of you who might not understand, Alabama has produced numerous NFL running backs, and for Najee Harris to be named the all-time leading rusher, that is just a ginormous accomplishment for him, especially playing behind former MVP Derrick Henry. Harris was tied for first entering the game with Alabama legends Derrick Henry and Mark Ingram, who both had 42 career rushing touchdowns. Harris now stands alone as he finished the season with 45 career rushing touchdowns for the Crimson Tide.